Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted. Connor here on my own today. Sam is out. Gabe is out. Now, we have gotten quite a few emails from listeners wondering about what it means to be pregnant in times of COVID-19. I'm a father myself. I know I would be freaking out right now. This is when the emotional part of your brain kicks in, not the rational part. Well, there's an obstetrician who has been going onto Instagram to soothe some of the fears that pregnant women have right now and to give them the facts.
Science Unscripted.
Hello, my name is Mandy Magler. I'm the head of the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology in Berlin Public Hospital. And I had lots of patients, pregnant and non-pregnant patients, in the last few weeks and months who were confronted with coronavirus, either infected or afraid of an infection.
Mandy, what are some things that have changed about being pregnant in times of coronavirus?
There are many women who don't go to the hospital when they have symptoms because they are afraid to contract coronavirus in those hospitals. And I know many cases of women who try to give birth at home and had complications, severe complications. But what has changed for pregnant women throughout the world is that they are very much concerned and they cannot enjoy their pregnancies as much as they did because they are scared they might become infected or their baby might become infected, and how to deal with this situation and how to protect themselves.
You say they're concerned, which I absolutely understand, and I guess my question is, should they be concerned? What is the data? What does the science show about the risks to them or to their child?
The risk that you don't enjoy your pregnancy is higher for you and your baby than the risk of coronavirus. But there are rare cases of severe effects on pregnancy. So anyway, you would have to protect yourself wearing a mask, distance yourself from people who could be infected, and try to still enjoy your pregnancy because that's important for you and your baby.
What are some of the cases of women contracting COVID-19 and the effects that that has had on the child in utero or after the birth?
So many women who are infected with coronavirus during their pregnancies don't have any symptoms, or they have flu-like symptoms and they will get over it in a few days. But there are rare cases of pregnant women who are severely infected and who might have severe infections and have to go to intensive care and have problems with their pregnancy as well. But those are very rare cases.
So what you're saying is it's the fear of those rare cases that is possibly causing more harm than the actual real risk of getting the coronavirus.
Yes, this would influence the baby, because then if a mother during her pregnancy has stress, the baby will always feel this and get affected by it. It's called fetal programming. So everything you do during your pregnancy will go to your baby, and this baby will be programmed to live in a certain way. And every pregnant woman should, you know, focus on herself and the joy, yeah, she hopefully feels anyway.
One of our listeners wrote in asking about breastfeeding. And I guess my question for you, to sort of paraphrase what that listener wrote, do you advise breastfeeding? Is there any science to show that perhaps formula would be quote unquote safer because the mother wouldn't risk passing along an infection? Is there anything?
So breastfeeding is recommended in any cases, if you're infected or not. And if you're infected, if you have a fresh infection and your baby is born, you should breastfeed your baby anyway, because this is way better for your baby, even if you have coronavirus. If you have a fresh infection, then you should wear a mask and disinfect your hands. And everybody who has had a small baby knows that it's almost impossible to really distance yourself from your baby while you breastfeed. But anyway, the advantages of breastfeeding are way higher than the ability of your baby to be infected and the disadvantages that come with this.
Mandy, what would you say, what advice can you give to the women around the world who are either pregnant now or want to have a child sometime soon? What can you say to them? What should they do or not do?
They should protect themselves, and they should always know they can protect themselves. So they should wear a mask and ask people around them to wear a mask, and to enjoy their pregnancy anyway, because it's a joyful time and this should stay like this.
And that was Mandy Mangler. She's an obstetrician at the August Victoria Clinic in Berlin. If you have any other questions about pregnancy or anything else COVID-19 related, get in touch. We are su@dw.com.
Science Unscripted.